Hello?
Hi, Joel. Can you hear me now?
Yes, who's this?
Hi. I could hear you a second ago, but you couldn't hear me. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I was just following up regarding the $29 payment for your website hosting. It's saying that we're having trouble processing it, so I didn't know if something's going on with the card that we have on file.
Oh, okay. Is it a problem?
No.
I wouldn't want to keep proceeding to pay for it. I was trying to see if I could put like a hold or something.
So we can't do a hold or a cancellation with a past due balance, but we absolutely can do that once you take care of it. And the only reason being is that in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 30th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there's...
Okay. They have it on autosave. I don't understand why it's not going through no more.
It's saying, let me see what it's saying, invalid account number. So perhaps the bank sent you a new card. We had the MasterCard ending in 8753.
Is it 8753?
Correct.
Yeah, I probably have to change it because I don't have that one on. I have a different number now.
Yeah, it's saying invalid account number, so I think that's what happened. The bank sent you a new one with a whole different number. I can update it for you. I have the billing in front of me if you like.
Okay, that's fine. I'll do that.
Mm-hmm. So is it still Green Glen Drive address for the billing?
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Okay, it's 42.
Mm-hmm.
46.
Mm-hmm.
31.
Mm-hmm.
53.
Okay.
42,
mm-hmm.
23,
mm-hmm.
8472.
8477?
8472.
Okay, now the second set of numbers, did you, I heard the 4246, but then the phone cracked up. Was it 3153?
Okay, the one with the 42 is 4223.
Oh, 4223. Oh, wow. I didn't even hear that right. So 4223. Okay. And then the next set, is it?
8472.
8472. Oh, I was talking about the second set of numbers. I'm sorry. I had 4246, right, in the beginning.
Uh-huh. Oh,
and then
you want
after
to hear
that. It was just the second set. Was it 3153? Something cracked up on the phone when you said it. I didn't hear. What was
3153.
Oh, it was. Okay, good. That's what I thought. It was 4246, 3153. Okay, and then 4223, 8472, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then expiration?
0927.
9 of 27. And then the code?
788.
788. Okay. So let me get your authorization. And then question, how come you're wanting to pause the site?
I'm getting a lot of business, but it's not coming to the website, so I kind of want to put it on hold right now.
I'm
getting more through word of mouth.
So I want to let you know, let me just look here, because this is showing me that just in the last 30 days, you were found online 46 times and you had 5 clicks to your website. So what that's telling me, and I always tell people, not to do the $29 package unless it's a last resort, because all that does is it keeps the site open for you and active, and a website in and of itself typically won't bring anyone a new client, right? But because you do a lot of word of mouth, what I'm thinking, since you were found 46 times, is even people that are referring you or people that are finding you on other sources, perhaps after you bid on a job, they're looking you up and they're making sure that you're a credible company. And so I think the site, even though in and of itself it probably wouldn't bring a new client, I think it's definitely helped assisting you to, you know, land jobs and giving you that extra credibility. So, you know, if you want to pause the site, I can do it, but I would probably advise to keep it open just because I see that there's some solid activity there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, well, I'll then pay 30 months early.
So, I think David, he'll make your whole web page, and he'll let you control it, and he'll keep tracking. Mom, can your web page? She paid $100 to do it. $200.
Okay, yeah, I think I'm going to put it on hold for now.
Going to put it on hold? Okay. All right. So how we can do a hold for up to 90 days if you like. So I could pause the November, December, January payments, and it would restart up again in February if you like.
Okay. If not, then I give a call back, so I won't proceed on February then.
Yeah, if you decide not to proceed in February, just call us, because if we don't hear from you, it'll automatically reinstate on February 30th. In the meantime, the website will stay up. They'll just put a big orange banner at the top that says the information here is no longer being updated, because when an account goes on pause, usually that's because of like a seasonal hold or something like that. So as soon as the account reinstates in February, then that orange banner will be removed, okay?
Okay.
Sounds good. Well, I'm glad that we talked, and you know, if you wanted to reinstate it sooner, like you said, just feel free to call us, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.